Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Good day, friends. It's Tuesday. Short week. Feeling nice. My name's Ray. There's my friend JP.
Hi.
How's your microphone sounding over there, sir?
It's okay, I would say.
I think it's okay, actually. Can you hear my mouse clicks?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yep. That's perfect. Can we hear your mouse clicks? You haven't heard mouse is worth clicking.
Hang on.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Good sounds.
Good sounds.
What have I got for you? I've loads of things. Loads of little bits from the weekend. Let me see what I've got for you. Please hold. You don't mind waiting.
What does Ray Foley have for us?
I want to give you something because everyone's feeling a bit rubbish today. Let's see. I had the big dog. Where's the big dog gone? Baby. A big dog sniffing a baby. That's good, isn't it?
Ah, yeah.
Would you like a big dog sniffing a baby?
Sure.
Here we go, then.
It has a happy ending, right? It does.
I tell you what, that baby looked delicious. Forget pedigree, chum. Nine out of ten dogs. Have a listen. Starts the shot starts with a baby, and in comes the dog. Here we go. He's just sniffing them. And I think that's the sound that we all need of a Tuesday back to work in a studio that is 39.5 degrees centigrade. Friends, let's do this thing. We're up and run. Let's roll out.
Today FM's
Cash Machine.
Soft launch. Miley Cyrus and Flowers. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love.
Hello.
How you doing? This is dreadful. Hello there. Raise my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Living the life and loving the music. A very good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Are you warm? I'm roasting today.
I wouldn't say I have a back sweat on yet.
I am roasting today. I'm the sweat coming out of my face today.
Yeah.
It's, you know when it's so warm that you feel like falling asleep, that it's like, oh, this is cozy warm. This is like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep in this now. I know, like, weather conditions up and down, the showers. We're expecting stormy conditions, actually, over the next few days, we've been told. Thankfully, we're ensconced in our overly warm studio this afternoon. We'll have a little snooze. Well, let's do some radio snooze.
You know when you have a computer mouse and you've got your hand on it and you take your hand off and there's condensation on the mouse?
I've got it here on the table. You know, on the table, I can see the outline of my arm on the table in my own sweat. That's cool. That's cool. Or you know when you're using a laptop and it's got the track... what's the track thing? The mouse.
Is that called a mouse pad?
A mouse pad is the thing that you put the mouse on. The track pad is the thing. And as you slide off it, because the arrow's not moving as you're sliding. Bammy. I like Bammy. You know me, I love Bammy. I wonder, do they set the temperature so high in here so that we never go on holidays? They're like, why would they ever want to go on holidays? It's roasting in the studio. Every day is like, it's like a holiday in there. Actually, speaking of holidays, we had a nice long bank holiday over the last number of days. We had a la 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 long weekend. Actually, someone sent me a DM. Oh, I'll go and get a few. Please hold. You don't mind waiting.
No, it's fine, Ray. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll just stew over here.
You sizzle away there.
That. Yeah, I'm simmering.
So it was Maraid's la 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 long weekend.
Yeah.
Maraid. EAD long. Weekend. Sorry, I'm going a bit slow because it's just so goddamn hot in here. Let me play a little of this. Hang on.
La 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 long weekend. La 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 long weekend. La la.
So, someone messaged me and said, a long weekend usually only has one extra day in it. So you got Saturday, Sunday, then usually Monday. That's a la 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 long weekend. However, there were two days off. If you count Good Friday,
yeah,
then it's a la 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 long weekend.
Because you got to get add in the las.
Which seems like a big editing task to take on live.
Well, I mean, while we're on. Copy, paste, play.
I think I can do this. Hang on now. Please, please, so you don't mind me. Hang on.
La 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 long.
So, hang on. I take that there.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's not easy.
In many ways, you're just making it twice as long.
La 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 long.
Yeah.
A la 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 long. A la 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 long, longly, long, long, long.
Oh, no.
Hang on. Please hold. You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine.
So it should sound like...
La 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 la, la 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 long week.
Oh, I made a mess of this. I'm not going to try again. Did you listen to Today FM's excellent extravaganza of eggy Easter countdown?
Ray, I was glued to it.
Did you hear me last night?
I know what was number one.
I did the top 20. Which I didn't realise. I thought Pamela Joyce was doing the top 20. And then I only looked at the last minute. I thought it was Pamela was going to be on after me doing the actual top 20. I thought I was doing maybe 40 to 20. But no, it was me. I was doing the whole chart, the final chart. It was amazing. It was
proper
great
DJ stuff, yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Jocking. Great crap.
Because I wasn't there.
Yeah, I was on my own, which is always great. Yeah. It's an opportunity for me to show my radio DJ chops.
Yeah.
Another thing I liked as well was that by the time it got to me last night, Suzanne, who did the numbers, you know, because there's 500, between 500 to 1, and Suzanne, who does the liners and the jingles and stuff, she's the lady you hear on the, hang on, let me go find something, hang on, hang on again, please hold.
We don't mind waiting, right?
Stick around, I'll go find something for you, let me go find a jingle that she might be on.
Did you have to record all 500 of those? That's a good
wedge. This is the thing. Right.
This is Today FM.
She did the is Today FM. She didn't do the this. It was a man that did the this. Paddy did the this. And she did the is Today FM. Listen.
This is Today FM.
So she's the is Today FM. That's Suzanne, right? And anytime they need to record something new or record something fresh up, they call Suzanne and say, can you come in and record some bits? And she usually invariably says, yeah, no problem, she says. But when they called her for this job, they said, will you come in and record some numbers? And she was like, yeah, no problem. Yes, sound. I'll be in at 12 o'clock. And then she sits down and they tell her, you have to record 500 numbers. 500. So here she is at 500.
500.
I mean, she's already peed off.
She sounds annoyed.
500.
Because no one told her it was going to be 500. At 499.
Mm-hmm. 499.
She's getting the job done, in fairness.
She's rolling her eyes. Here we go. 400, ready? 498, Suzanne.
498.
So, as you can imagine...
through gritted teeth.
So I listened in, I think Dermot and Dave were on about 10 o'clock on Friday, like Good Friday morning. Mm. And I was in the car, I was dropping my kids off to Easter camp. And it was 377. Now by this stage, she's already been through, oh Matt, 123 numbers. So she's at 377. Now at 377, there's still a long way to go before you're anywhere near number one, and you still have to record all these. And I laughed a little in the car when I heard
377.
You know what? That's a trooper at work right there. Fair play to her.
And then she's to go
376.
Oh God, I'm losing the will to live.
375.
Oh God.
374.
For a boy's own. Katy Perry's at
373.
Oh. So she's powering her way through these. God bless her. She's at 310.
310.
There's hope. We're getting there. Eventually getting there. Until eventually, I was on last night, 5 o'clock in the evening, and we're finally, the finish line is in sight. This was our what was it? Not number one. Number 20. Here we go.
20.
So now she
means business.
Now she's feeling a lot better. Then we get to moving along.
15.
Now she's happy. But if we go all the way back to the original
500.
Oh, shoot me in the head. I can't take it. Where?
500.
Away from the number one. Flo Rida on Today FM.
499.
Yeah.
377.
Don't break. The script and break even. This is Today FM.
Don't break.
We'll play the music you love. Don't break. How you doing, Ray Foley?
Ray Foley.
I hit the wrong button. That's great. I told you I was dozy. I'm kind of sleepy. Oh, it's nice and snug and warm in here, so I'm falling asleep.
Today FM.
I'll hit this button instead over here. How about that? Does that sound better? Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Hello, let's do a roll call. I'm Ray, there's JP. On Shaw, lads, they never warn you that chocolate hangovers are just as bad as traditional hangovers from Sabrina. Sabrina, that's a funny one. The older I get, the less healthy my meal is the night before. Like, even if I haven't been drinking, if I haven't had a glass of wine or whatever with my dinner, but if it's a big, dirty chips and pizza and wings and...
Oh...
Just going for it.
Your insides would be struggling with that.
Well, this is the thing. You still wake up with somewhat of a hangover. And I imagine if you already did the dog on it with the... Like the butlers... No, I'm not casting aspersions on the fine people of butlers. The butlers are the... Are Lear still going the Lear?
Lear you got your chocolate. Thornton, you got your Lily O'Briens, right?
The Lindt. Those Lindt characters as well with that really thick, heavy chocolate.
Yeah.
And if you really did the dog in it, I mean, you know, everything in moderation, including moderation, as I always say myself. But if you really did the dog on the Easter eggs, I fully expect you to wake up the next morning feeling like, oh God, was I? No, you weren't. You just went nuts on chocolate. Love the show, Ray. Hey, it's Mark on Shaw in Leitrim. Hey, Marky. Breaking in a new pair of Nikes, and they're cutting the ankles off me. Ah, the perils of online shopping. Runners shouldn't cut the ankles off you, should they? I mean, that's more of a shoe thing.
Buying shoes online. You made your own bed there, Mark.
Mark, here's what you should do, right? You should do what I do. This is a top online shocking.
Moderation and moderation, and another hack now from Red
Everything Holy. In moderation, yeah. Including moderation, is the line.
Yeah.
And here's my online shopping hack. My online hopping shack. Ray Foley's Online Hopping Shack. All you got to do is click into rayshack.com.
Not Ray Shah.
Rayshack.com. Oh, here's what you do. You buy the three sizes nearest you. You buy your pair one size under you. You buy your pair the size you are. And then you buy a pair a size over. So three pairs of shoes arrive. Only one of them's going to fit you. You send the other two back.
All right, okay, yeah.
And check the returns policy of the website before you do any of that. We spent our weekend... Sorry, well, there you go, Mark. You're welcome. Spent our weekend at the Galmont. Thanks to you guys. Amazing. Love the show. Hey. From Carl and Rita on show. Yeah, we were giving away breaks in the Galmont Hotel in Galway. Or the Galmont Hotel in Galway. And Ray, it's only too hot when you can fry eggs on the studio equipment from Rob on show in Wicklow. See, here's the funny thing, Rob. They never realised that human beings would be in the room. It's funny. They thought it was just going to be robots and computers and... What's that thing there? Like,
that's wood, is it?
Wood. They thought it was just going to be wood in the room. And that's... Wood is fine 30-odd degrees.
Yeah.
But humans, we don't really like to be absolutely roasting hot to the point it makes you want to fall asleep. But they didn't know. They didn't know humans were going to be in the room, Rob. And is the list of the 500 songs anywhere from William on show? William, it's on my laptop if you want it. I have it on a...
You post it out to him?
There's talk of them putting it on the website or having a webpage for it.
todayfm.com/best-bits.
Have they got it already?
It's already up there.
Hang on,
yep.
todayfm.com/... What was that again?
Best-hash. Nothing to do with Ray's hacks.
Ray's hack slash. todayfm.com
/best-bits.
What's best-bits? Best, like,
you don't spell out dash, hyphen.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
Jesus. todayfm.com/best-bits/bits.
Are you there yet, Ray?
I'm actually not. It's loading. Come on, let's crash the website. Results are in. Oh, there, so it's the first result, and it's my fat face at the top there. Results are in for the top 500 songs of all time, as voted by you, and you can see the entire list for yourself. All the way from number
500.
And then
499.
Hi, wrong. Then continuing on to
377.
Oh, God. And we deliver our number one, which was Queen yesterday. Right, stay on today FM. I'm playing Harry Styles next.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
Who the hell is Darius Rucker when he's at home? He's no Nathan Carter. If I'm going to rock anyone's mama like a ragged wagon wheel, yeah. It's going to be Nathan Carter. That's what he's saying. Rock me mama. Oh, hang on. If I'm going to allow my mother to be rocked by anyone,
uh-huh,
like a wagon wheel,
right,
I have to check with her first, but it's going to be Nathan Carter.
This Darius, who's Darius Rucker?
He used to be the singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. No confirmation on whether he was Hootie or the Blowfish.
And or the Blowfish. Yeah. Can we get a check on the Blowfish, please? Is that all right?
Ray Foley.
Blowfish clean up on aisle 5. Go loud country hits if you like your country music. Download the Today FM app. Swipe over for back-to-back country tunes. What a song. Mimi Webb and Red Flags, Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Raise my name, there's JP.
How you doing?
I'm doing really, really great now. Very good.
Yes, we were talking about the top 500. The excellent Easter countdown. This was 500.
500.
And this is one.
One.
I think my favourite is still 377.
377.
Just give it up for Suzanne, because she just did, you know.
Great effort.
A trooper. She had to count through all 500 of those numbers.
441.
Oh, she's okay there.
275.
That was a bit strange.
There's a little bit of attitude there.
Number 20 was great.
20.
Yeah, nice. Now we're getting there.
2.
Yeah. However.
377.
Oh. Her least favourite number. Shane's over there, 0874-100-102. Shaney. Sorry, voice notes there on the sound, the usual number on WhatsApp.
How are you, lads? How Shane you? Here. That poor girl calling out the numbers there. Yeah. She'll be making a few appearances in the bingo halls up and down the country.
There's money to be made.
Everybody gets the appearance, you know. Love the show, lads.
Hey. Yay, cheers, brother. There's money to be made, actually. Pass that on to Suzanne, actually. Worth checking out. Her availability with regards to bingo halls.
Hi, Ray. Just any chance you could give me the top five or tell us all the top five from yesterday? I missed out on 4, 3, 2, and 1. No, I got number one.
Hang on a second now, Barbara. Are you telling me while I was on yesterday evening, you didn't stick with it?
Top five, really. Remind us if you don't mind. Ugh. Much appreciated. Pretty please. Thank you.
What was that again? Todayfm.com. Best dash.
By the way, love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling. What was it? Best bit. So I'll give you the top 10 then. Madonna Like a Prayer at 10, Oasis Wonderwall at 9, Ed Sheeran at 8, Shape of You, Someone Like You from Adele's at 7, 6, Mr. Brightside and Killers. Other way around, Killers and Mr. Brightside. At 5, Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. 4, Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars. Beyonce was at 3, Crazy in Love. You 2, With or Without You at 2. And Queen, as you know, was your number 1. And Bohemian Rhapsody. Well done on all your votes. Right, stay here. We'll play Swedish House Mafia next.
It's the right price tiles on Woodfloor.
OMC, Al Bazaar. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
Sorry. Did you see the video of the Ryan airplane landing at Dublin Airport yesterday?
No, thank you. Scary stuff.
Have you watched it at all? No.
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
It's coming into land. Let me go back to the beginning. It looks like it's coming in. They say it caused a disruption of full-on emergency fire crews and all coming out to the runway. What it looks like, and you can't really see it that clearly, it looks like the plane was... This is just like your regular Ryanair plane. It could be, by the way, it could be any plane, not just saying it's a Ryanair issue, but this happened to be in a Ryanair plane. And the front landing gear, the front tyre, I suppose, on the very front, just under the nose, seems to have burst. Is there a Die Hard or an action film where this has occurred? Where it's the metal, so there's no tyre there anymore, and the metal is just scraping in place of where the tyres should be. It's just scraping along on the runway. And there are sparks and smoke flying because, like that, at speed, it's just landed. and it's scraping along the runway and all the sparks are flying.
Sounds familiar. I tell you, when the landing gear is either coming down or going up on any kind of flight I'm on, I'm constantly telling myself, that clunk there, that noise, that was just the wheel coming down, we're all fine.
So it's grand, yeah. There's nothing to panic about. Yeah, but you're on high alert anyway on the plane. Sparks fly from the front wheel of a Ryanair plane as it lands at Dublin Airport. This was yesterday it happened, in an incident that could have been catastrophic, according to an aviation expert. Let me call my plane guy. The flight was coming in from Liverpool, apparently. Arrived just a short flight, Liverpool to Dublin, yesterday. I suppose the airport's nuts at the moment as well, Dublin Airport, because people coming and going on their Easter holidays and whatnot. Coming back in. Of course, Biden's crew as well, keeping it very busy up there as well. It's ringing. This is my plane guy.
Right.
No, by plane, I don't mean ordinary.
No, I get you. My, P-L-A-N-E.
Hello, Kevin speaking.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Byrne.
Retired.
It's Ray Foley here at Today FM. How are you, sir?
Not too bad, Ray. How's it going?
I was just looking at this video. It looks quite dramatic from our side. This has been shared by, I guess, we were only talking about them last week, the plane watchers at Dublin Airport. And there's loads to see up there at the moment. So it seems this video has been taken by them. And it looks like the tyre has burst, but the plane is still moving. So there's loads of sparks underneath.
Yes. Now, it looks as if they didn't know it was going to happen because the aircraft was fairly full coming in from Liverpool.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, if you listen back, the air traffic control system, the controllers have not been told by the pilots in the aircraft that there is a problem. So it's a bit of a surprise for everybody. There's a lot of aircraft moving around. There's about 9 waiting for departure off that runway, and there's about 7 airplanes on final approach at different stages. So they've got to mix and match traffic in. So when they put the nose wheel down, something went wrong.
Okay.
And either the tyres burst or there was a shearing of metal or something like that happened, because both wheels fell off the aircraft, basically, and it's sliding along the runway on its strut, which is an unusual thing to do, you know. And it's a bit of a shock for everybody concerned, as you can imagine.
When you say they didn't expect it, so they were just going through the normal landing procedures then. But then they would have obviously gotten a thud or an indication that, oh, hang on, something's wrong.
A bit of a bang, and what's more, if you listen carefully, the people who are waiting to depart on the runway, waiting for that to land, say, by the way, they tell the tower, the sparks and flames coming from the aircraft that just landed. So immediately the system worked very well, in fact, because the controller, without further ado, he alerted the fire crash rescue service, and they were en route to the aircraft before really it actually began sliding to a halt down the middle of the runway.
Wow.
So it was a spectacular arrival, so to speak, but the system worked very well, I thought, and luckily there was no fire. The aircraft did slide to one side because, of course, once you lose your nose wheel, you've lost your control, and your passengers are along for the ride. So it stopped short of the runway grass on the right-hand side, and by that stage you can see the fire rescue service is in attendance. It takes about 2 minutes to get from the fire station to where they were, and they're able to put foam if required. But in fact, they say there's no fire. But there are problems arising as a result of that, as you can imagine.
Well, because the airport is shut down then, or was shut down for a short time.
Yeah, basically, the trouble, there are two things. First of all, you've got a blocked runway, and you can't use so all the 9 airplanes waiting to go have to turn around and go back somewhere else. And you've got 7 or 8 airplanes on final approach, one of which was quite close and had to go around. And you can hear the call sign go around, and he just does that and flies down the runway. That's normal enough in terms of runways getting blocked. The good news was nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
There was no fire. And they had a second runway, so from the point of view of having a spare runway, they were able to direct the traffic that was flying onto the runway, which is the north side one, which has been a source of some complaints recently.
Uh-huh.
And then all the airplanes on the ground could turn around and taxi and hold. Now, it added to the arrivals delays and delays for departures, but it was an incident as opposed to an accident. The only problem is when you deploy your fire services, and people sometimes forget this, you lose them for, you know, providing cover for other aircraft. So they have to be sure that they still have the full complement of foam and water. You see, otherwise, the minute you start pumping water and foam onto an aircraft incident, you lose that particular component, and you can't then say the airport is open. But
you're not ready to go. And what's the current status then of that particular runway? Is it still shut down then, or are they?
They examined it quite closely. That's the trouble, of course, because of the incident. It's going to be examined by people who are experts, the Air Accident Investigation Unit of the Department of Transport. But they'll want all the component parts, which are now halfway down the runway, half a mile away. So the crash rescue crew would have to move out, inspect the pick up the debris, basically take pictures if required, and then the engineers have to come and say, look, there's no damage to the tarmac of the runway, and make sure there's no potholes or holes dug or that kind of thing. So there's a delay involved, but after a couple of hours it was back into service again, thank goodness, and okay. There was no permanent damage to my knowledge.
We're the media always been accused of reaching for the moon. What's the worst thing that can happen? Worst case scenario. But how much fuel would have been on board at the time, and what kind of an accident could they have been looking at?
Not a lot of fuel. In fact, the aircraft would have been less than a quarter full at that stage because it'd be topped up. You see, most of these, you know, the low-cost airlines, they fly 7-8 hours a day if they can, but they refuel where the fuel is cheapest. But on a trip from Liverpool, there wouldn't be a whole lot on board because they only need enough to get across. It's only about a 30-minute flight from what I remember.
Very short.
Yeah, so it was, from that point of view, it was good. Also, the people did not have to deploy by going down the chutes. You know, where they burn their backside a little bit and sometimes they get a few injuries.
Do you know what, Kevin? I'd love to do that. In the safest, like in a non-emergency situation, if they could just say to us, lads, for the crack, we'd like to spoil ye.
There's a problem.
Michael O'Leary, he charges another €50 for us to do it.
If you do it to all of the doors on a 737 like that, a Max or an 800, it's about £40,000 to get them restored, so it's not a cheap aspect. But there are simulators. You can do it for money in the UK if you want, so you could look it up.
I'll give it a go then. But they didn't need to do any of that, and that was all.
No.
It was all good. But if it had gone off the tarmac and into the grass, it could have been more damage.
It could have been
done.
The deployment there, and then you're into a hole, then a different system of getting the aircraft recovered. It's stuck in the mud. It has happened before, but thanks be to God, nothing serious in that regard. It's just an incident. Two or three incidents a month are not uncommon at major airports in Europe. So they are trained for the response to that, and it's quite good news from that point of view.
This is it. I suppose the more planes in the air, the more these little things. Small. As long as they're small things, we're all right. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call.
My pleasure.
Cheers, man.
Pleasure.
All the best. Much bye. Fly safe. That's a retired Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Byrne. All right, Pink on Today FM. I'm not rude, I'm just shy. So I'm just not great with people. He's not a people person, he's just self-conscious. He's got confidence issues. Magic and rude. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. And JJP.
Hi, I'm Joe over here.
There he is over there. And we were talking to Kevin a few minutes ago about this incident at Dublin Airport the day before yesterday on where the plane, like a passenger plane as it was coming in, the front tyres seemed to burst and then it was just metal. It was metal on runway as it was skidding along and sparks were flying and smoke. It was no major incident and the runway opened after a couple of hours. Everything was fine. Everyone else, there was no injuries or anything, so it was good. Just a bit of a fright for the pilots, I imagine. But they handled it gracefully and all good. Did he say it was €50,000 to reinflate the inflatable slide on the side of the plane?
I think he said it was €40,000, but that's no small amount of money.
€40,000?
Yeah.
Imagine if you won like €20,000 on the cash machine. You still wouldn't have enough to go and slide down the slide on the emergency slide on an airplane.
It does look good crack though, doesn't it?
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Do you know what you need to do then in that case? Here's another life hack for you. The next time your child, your 10-year-old or your 8-year-old, is having a birthday party, get an inflatable slide out the back garden for the birthday. Put the kids off to, you know, let them have their birthday party, have a great time, whatever. Send them off to bed 9 o'clock that evening. Mummy and daddy, couple of glasses of vino, up on the bouncy castle slide, and there's your €40,000 sliding down the plane emergency shoes experience. Who have I got for you? Aaron's over there, actually. 0874-100-102. Aaron, Aaron's there. Hello.
Thanks very much for telling me about that Ryanair flight from Liverpool that had an issue with the landing wheel.
You're welcome.
Just turns out I'm flying to Liverpool next week with Ryanair, and I'm flying back, and I'm going to be absolutely bricking it the whole way. Yeah. So, yeah, cheers.
Sorry.
And Ray, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Aaron. Sorry about that, brother. Well, do you know what? What's the chance of lightning striking twice? I mean, it's they've gotten it out of their system now.
Don't jinx it, right?
It's not that common. John's over there as well, John.
Jesus, lads.
What?
You're doing me nervous in.
Why?
I'm heading over to Liverpool tomorrow for the Grand National weekend.
No. Oh, dear.
Yeah, and you're telling me about Ryanair and flights and sparks.
You'd be grand.
Yanny Mac. Love to show me eyeballs. Oh. You're doing me nervous in.
Ray Foley.
Sorry, John. But you know, it's better to be aware of these things. But I'm sure everything's under control and all safe. Everyone's grand. Stay on Today FM. There's no cash machine call actually this week, but there will be one on Friday afternoon for a guaranteed €70,000. And I'm playing IO and Rapture next.
The Today FM School of Radio and Podcast.
Who's going first?
I'll go first, because then you'll go last.
Okay. Rihanna, SOS, Rescue Me. This is Today FM, and now it's time for your entertainment update.
Ray, Kylie Minogue's been throwing her mobile number around since visiting Splitsville. The newly single singer was spotted kooking up some romance when she handed her digits over to a member of the Kooks band recently. Guitarist Hugh Harris says he drunkenly asked the Princess of Pop for her contact deets, and apparently the Especially For You singer had no problem sharing her number, especially for Hugh. Ray?
Especially for you. I want to tell the world what I've been throwing you.
Ray!
JP, cheers. Taylor Swift is single again. After 6 years of dating, she split up with Joe Alwyn. Who the heck is Joe Alwyn, I hear you say?
Who the heck is Joe Alwyn?
Joseph Alwyn is an English actor. He made his feature film debut as the titular character in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk and has since played several supporting roles in films, such as The Favourite and Boy Erased. Well, it looks like this boy is now erased from Swift's dating bio. He's no longer The Favourite. And he can take a long halftime walk out of her life. As Tay-Tay says bye-bye to JoJo. JP!
Ray, thanks. Andrew Garfield has been living up to his cartoon namesake by displaying some cat behaviour, as in bad behaviour, as he shoots his latest movie. The Peter Parker star's spidey senses were tingling as he spotted some fans watching him on set. Aggro Garfield shouted at the onlookers, saying they were distracting him. We all know Garfield loves lasagna, but it seems like this time the actor was really passed off and lost his rag. Ooh. Ray?
I'm more of a dummy on man myself. JP, thank you so much indeed. And Jonah Hill is having a baby. Oh, a baby for Jonah Hill. The versatile Superbad and Wolf of Wall Street star has successfully auditioned for a new role as a dad. I know what you're thinking. Is there anything that guy can't do? Well, yes, it turns out giving birth is one of them. Instead, his other half, Olivia Miller, has opted to have the baby for them both. Oh. And I, for one, think that's a great idea. Never mind making a move. Sorry, let me go again. Never mind making a mountain out of a molehill. It seems she's making a baby out of a Jonah Hill. And that's your entertainment of the day. Good night.
What am I here for? What am I here for?
On Crave, what am I here for? This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, giving you the chance to win a brand new kitchen worth €10,000, all thanks to Cash and Carry Kitchens, celebrating their Ask the Expert campaign. Cash and Carry Kitchens have almost 45 years of experience in manufacturing, designing and installing kitchens, and they're also proud sponsors of Home Rescue on RTE2 this Thursday. They've 17 showrooms nationwide for a free design consultation, and to explore their kitchen collections, drop on in. Their army of experts will be with you every step of the way as you create your dream kitchen. So we have a kitchen worth €10,000 to give away.
Nice.
And the whole thing is Ask the Experts. What we've decided to do is flip it on its head, and we'll ask you, what are you an expert in? It can either be your, like, your job, your profession, or something else. What are you an expert in? It's kind of like Mastermind, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you on, we'll quiz you, and then if you successfully impress us in whatever it is you claim to be an expert in, we'll put you in the draw on Friday. So let's play Ask the Expert, with the expert being you. 0874 100102. Text us your name and where you're from and whatever it is you're an expert in. 0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
and we'll put you in to win a 10,000 euro kitchen thanks to our friends at Cash and Carry Kitchens. We're playing just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. And a little mix next.
We should all be grateful to them.
That's true. Lizzo SZA special. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
Hello there.
A very good afternoon to you. Short week, feeling nice post-Easter. We're going on the diet next Monday. Relax. Ray's here, JP's there.
Hi.
And we've got a 10,000 euro to kit. We've got a 10,000 euro kitchen to
That's
give
the one, yeah.
A 10,000 euro kitchen to give away. But thanks to our friends at Cash and Carry Kitchens who are celebrating their Ask the Expert campaign. 17 showrooms nationwide. They've got free design consultations and you can explore their kitchen collections. They're the experts when it comes to kitchens. But what are you the expert when it comes to your life?
Doing great today, aren't I?
You're flying it. Were you landing planes out at Dublin Airport over the weekend, right?
It's really great.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Miriam?
It is.
Hello, Miriam. Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you?
Hello, Ray. I'm good.
Where are you, Miriam?
I am in Callan in County Kilkenny.
I know of it, actually. And what are you doing today? Are you busy?
Oh, I'm very busy working. I'm taking a five-minute break, I swear.
This is your break. This is just a break. You got to take a break every 20 minutes or so to keep your...
Oh, and then the phone rings.
Yeah, that's it, you see.
One second.
What do you... Oh, hang on. That's the work phone ringing now.
That is actually the work phone ringing.
Go and take it. Okay. Go and take it.
Oh, God, no. No, I'll actually take a break.
I don't mind waiting.
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
I can't make Ray wait.
Are you working from home or where are you working?
No, I'm in the office. I work with a charity called L'Arche. They support people with disabilities.
Say again?
L'Arche. They're a charity for people with disabilities.
L'Arche. Okay. And yes. Are you there 5 days a week?
3 days a week.
3 days,
Tuesday,
okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yes.
Gotcha.
Nice.
So you missed the bank holiday then?
Yes, but you get it back as well. So
oh, yeah, that's all right.
Nice.
Okay, so I got to keep an eye on your time off in lieu.
Yes.
So hi to everyone in work. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to before we do our Ask the Expert?
No, I think I have wasted enough of your time.
Fair. Well, I'm wasting your time. You're supposed to be answering the phone here. I'm only chatting. I'm only having a good time, Miriam.
A great time.
Right, let me see. So here's what we're doing. We've got this kitchen to give away. Is the kitchen in bits?
The kitchen, actually, we're building at the moment, so there'll be no kitchen if I don't win this kitchen.
That's
so
it.
It would be great.
You'll have one of those gas canisters in the middle of the kitchen floor, untiled kitchen floor.
It's a vibe at the moment, I think, just having the gas stove and a sink, I think it's kind of what people are going for now.
I think Cash and Carry Kitchens can go a little bit better than that for 10,000 euro. Well, they're the experts, they say. They're the experts. A 10,000 euro kitchen. We're going to be giving this away on Friday. We want to put you in to win. You claim to be an expert in something. What is it, Miriam?
Father Ted.
Father
but now
Ted.
I'm absolutely panicking.
Are you? You're going
that
to.
My brain will go. Just go dead.
I've just got. This is amazing. I was talking last week about ChatGPT. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's this artificial intelligence thing where you can ask it anything, and then.
Oh, I think actually one of the girls in the office was talking about this today.
It's mind blowing. So what I did was. I went on ChatGPT and I said, give me 5 questions about Father Ted with answers.
So if I do that really quickly now, I'll have the answers.
No, because I would prefer if you wouldn't. Because it's going to ruin my radio, my exciting radio bit. So without further ado, let's play Ask the Expert. Miriam, question 1.
Oh, God.
What is the name of the island where Father Ted is set?
That's easy.
They're all Craggy
Island.
What?
Craggy Island
is right. Well done. Question 2, Miriam. Who are the 3 main characters in Father Ted? And we need surnames as well.
Oh, Father Ted Crilly, Father Joseph Maguire, and Father Jack Hackett.
You're right. Question 3, you expert. Who created the television series Father Ted?
Oh, I know this.
Two fellas.
Oh.
Oh.
No Googling.
No, I know it. It's okay. It'll go to me.
It's coming very slowly.
I'm completely dead. Oh, my God. Can I come back?
You can.
Okay.
Question 4. What is the name of the housekeeper in Father Ted? Oh, come on.
Mrs. Doyle.
Yeah, Mrs. Doyle. Right. And question 5. In what years did Father Ted originally air on television?
Oh, my God.
1995.
Two.
Oh God! That's very harsh.
'98 is right. Well done.
Okay.
I'm
going to
need
so
that other answer.
Three series. Do we need it?
Well, come on, you can get this. Who created Father Ted?
I can think Graham Linehan, but I can't think of the second guy.
Arthur Matthews was the other book. Okay. Do you know what? I'll give it to you anyway. We're halfway there. Well done.
Thank you.
Five out of five. That's very good. We've got you. I think you've sufficiently impressed us. We're going to put you in the draw on Friday, Miriam, to win that €10,000 kitchen with thanks to Cash and Carry Kitchen. You are the expert when it comes to very simple Father Ted questions, it has to be said. The artificial intelligence was on your side. You have the intelligence to beat the artificial intelligence. Listen, well done. Thanks so much for taking our call, and we've got
you on Friday,
okay?
Okay, and Ray?
Yeah?
Love the show.
Cheers, Miriam. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Ask the expert with Cash and Carry Kitchens, a €10,000 kitchen to give away this Friday after. Whatever you're an expert in, I'll open up the lines again tomorrow and try and get you in to win a €10,000 kitchen on us. Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away. This is Today FM. I wish that I could fly into the sky. I'm Lady Gaga, Beyonce. Didn't work. It was rejected. The calls. Did they put it through to voicemail in the end? Gaga, Beyonce, telephone. Today FM playing the music you love. And there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Cash and Carry Underwood, where a singer, Carrie Underwood, shows us around the dream kitchen that she's had fitted with the help of Cash and Carry Kitchens in Cash and Carry. Great stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Pat Cash and Carry, where Wimbledon champion Pat Cash tells us why he likes to buy in bulk at his local Cash and Carry. He can't get enough of the savings. And we didn't get to do Cash and Curry, where Pat Cash gives us tips on making the perfect curry. When was Pat Cash a winner in Wimbledon?
1987, I think.
Contemporary sports references there. For the 80s Wimbledon fans.
Yep.
That's on the way next.